a girl who couldn't sleep at 23. She had a notebook by the bed, and every night she wrote the question down: am I really? She kept a list of every Sunday she felt nothing. She kept a list of every prayer she couldn't finish. She had a journal full of self-suspicion and a Bible underlined in three different colors. She read Edwards on the affections. She read Owen on the mortification of sin. She did the work, she did all of the work, and every night she wrote the question down: am I really? And the pastor said, examine. And the deacon said, examine. And the small group said, examine. Until the examining became the faith, and the faith was the examining. And she could not tell the difference. Am I really? If grace makes you joyful, you didn't really get it. If grace makes you confident, you didn't really get it. If grace makes you rest, you didn't really get it. You had to come back trembling. You had to come back uncertain. You had to come back asking the same question. And the question was the proof you were lost. And the pastor said, examine. And the deacon said, examine. And the small group said, examine, until the examining was a prison, and the prison was the faith. And she could not tell the difference. Am I real? To stop, she just stopped. And in the silence, she heard a different question. Am I really his? But is he really mine? The answer came back from a hill. The hill was older than her doubt. The answer had been there the whole time. The whole time she was asking the wrong question. The question was the wrong way around. She was asking if she was his, but he had said it on the cross.
Yes.
Before she was born.
Yes.
Before she could ask the question.
Yes.
And the question dissolved because the answer was older than the asking.
Not him.
Really mine.